Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Dr. Bernard Johnson Network on the Blog Talk Radio. We're being heard literally all over the world. Can you imagine more than 100 million listeners, more than 195 countries, and to God be the glory. We're being heard in countries such as Africa, Asia, Russia, Spain, New Mexico, Canada, all over the world. To God be the glory. I want to take a moment to introduce to you the man whom God has chosen such a time as this, the man better known as the Billion Praise Man, the world's greatest gospel saxophonist, pastor of Amazing Grace International, the founder, president, and CEO of the First Fruit International Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention, better known as the Billion Praise Convention, the man whom God has given a brand new spiritual awakening, where there's a shift in Christendom and people are coming together from all over the world simply to give God thanks. And now, the Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson.
God bless you. Thank you so much, Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagen, all the way from Hagen, Georgia, and for Bishop Hagen down there. We're just so grateful to you for the wonderful introduction, and to all of you who are worldwide, who have come to the blog line to receive a miracle. We'll welcome you first. This is the blog line, the Blog Talk Radio, and we have a format here to pray for people. And last night, God gave us a little change in our format. I want to ask you something. Do you know of anyone who needs a miracle? This is a blog line focused on God, asking God to grant miracles to people. And our format is to take your request. Put your request before the Lord, and then we're going to thank him 1,000 times for granting your request. In advance, we're going to thank him in advance 1,000 times for granting your request. Let me ask you something. If you put a request before the Lord, or your request is placed before the Lord, and then you've got people everywhere thanking God 1,000 times for your request, do you think God will bless you? Do you think he'll help you? I know he will. Amen. So that's what we do on this line now. And then we place prayer requests before the Lord. And then we thank him in advance 1,000 times for what he will do and what he wants to do and what he's doing right now. You know anybody who needs a miracle? Call him up. Get him on the line. Amen. Call him up. Get him on the line. Because we really want to see people receive miracles through this blog. Talk radio, amen. It's all over the world. Now, let me also tell you, those who are in foreign lands, you're in Russia, you're in China, you're in Africa, you're in the Philippines, you're in Brazil, or wherever you may be, if you need a miracle, I would like for the people to pray for your miracle. Here's what you do. Email me, and let me give you my email address. And I'll take your request before the people who are on this line. Email me. I get emails from all over the world. And then I'll take them before the people. So email me, all right? Here's an email. You're right? You ready? Be like Victor. Get a pen and write it down now. Be like Victor. E-R. E like Nancy. A like Apple. R like Robert, and D like dog. It's D like Victor, Bernard, B-E-R-N-A-R-D. All right, I'm getting some people who are not accustomed to be on the line. You're making noise. We don't want to meet you, so mute yourself, all right? Amen. Let me give you that email again. The email again is D like Victor, E like Edward, R like Robert, E like Nancy, A like Apple, and then R like Robert again, and be like dog. Yeah. Renard at Mindspring. M-I-N-D S-P-R-I-N-G. Okay? Okay, Renard at Mindspring.com. And then we'll email me there. We'll certainly place your prayer, place your request on the prayer list. And get something really wonderful done for you in the name of Jesus. Ask God for a miracle for you. Amen. Let me ask you again, if you would, all that noise that we have in the background, if you would kind of mute your line. And because of, it's multiplied all over the prayer line. Okay? God bless you. Amen. All right. I'm going to open up the prayer line in the name of Jesus to people who want to receive a miracle. If that's you, in the name of Jesus, we're going to open up the prayer line to you that you might be able to make your request known. And then we're going to pray for you. All right? All right? Is there anybody on the prayer line tonight who would like to take those prayer requests? If so, speak up and just give us your name and when you find that you'd like to take them. Otherwise, I'm not taking them.
All right.
Please, give me your name now.
Ambassador Leg Jones, 314. I'll take the prayer request.
Oh, not a Jones. All right. In St. Louis. All right. Go ahead. The line is open to you.
Good evening, everybody. We want to ask if anybody has any prayer requests tonight. I'll take them now.
Who's the first one?
Oh, okay. I want to ask the Lord. I want to be blessed with a new car. So I'm seeking a new car from the Lord.
Okay, Renata Jones.
Next person. Any more prayer requests? Good evening. Can you guys hear me?
I'm having to open up.
Good evening. This is Mother Wilson.
All right.
Good evening, Mother Wilson.
My request is that the Lord will come to more in my soul and that I will have more, he will give me more wisdom and understanding and that he will come the more in my home.
Okay, more wisdom in your soul. And in your home.
More joy and peace.
Okay. Thank you. Anyone else tonight?
Yes, good evening. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Good evening.
Good evening. This is Mother Woods. God bless you.
God bless
you. And I'm praying for my children and a financial blessing.
Okay, Mother Woods. That was for your children and a financial blessing?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else this evening?
Yes, can y'all hear me?
Yes, I can.
I'm getting a lot of feedback on the line. Somebody has two phones open in your room. You have a loose connection. You got people in the background. We can hear people making noise and things like that. Please mute your line if you would. Amen. All right. You hear that buzzing? Somebody has a buzz on the line. And we want to try to eliminate all that noise if possible. All right, go ahead. Last prayer.
Yeah, this is Mother Holloman over in West Memphis. I've been suffering with pain through my body. If it's not my arms, my legs, my feet, but I'm just asking for prayer for myself. And I just want to acknowledge my First Lady, Mother Wilson, and she had come in. Let me know that the blob line was on. Y'all just pray for me and my family.
And what was your name again? I'm sorry.
Mother Holloman.
Holloman?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Anyone else have a prayer request tonight?
This is 919 Rosa Williams. I'd just like to have prayer for me.
Oh, my cousin. Okay.
Mother Williams, what was your prayer request? I didn't hear you, love.
I'd like
to have prayer. Just pray for me.
Okay, just pray. Okay. All righty. Any more prayer requests tonight?
Just a moment, Ambassador Hagen, can you come on and give us some instructions, please?
Sure. I'll be glad to. Yes, sir. Right. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Oh, all right. Praise the Lord. Yes. Here are the instructions.
Oh, you must have my blog back.
What is? No.
Okay. Yes, hello. Yes. We're here on the DBJ N-Network. If you want to talk, what we'll have to do, we definitely would have to mute your line. If you want to talk, you will have to press 1, and it will signify that you want to have something to say. In the meantime, the instructions are you do not want to have two lines that are open because it would bring about, distortion. You don't want to have your speakerphone, use your speakerphone while you're also speaking. You don't want to have a whole lot of people in the room where you're holding private conversations. You just want to be mindful and very respectful as though you were at our church in a prayer meeting. You want to respect this time of prayer. It's a very sacred moment, and you're in the presence of God. Chief, the best thing we could do right now to alleviate the noise is as you had started, that is just put everybody on mute, and whenever they want to talk, all they have to do is press 1 on their handset, and that will give you the clue that they're ready to speak. All right?
All right. God bless you.
All right. Thank
we'll
you so much.
We'll get ready for the praise in just a moment. We're getting ready to go into praise, so we're going to have all the lines open for praise, so. Yeah. Some of you have people in your background who are talking. Amen. I don't want to reveal who, what's going on here, but you want to be mindful of yourself. Amen. Do that yourself. All right. God bless all of you. Let's go to God in prayer tonight. And then afterwards, we're going to thank Him 1,000 times for all of these requests that you're asking. And ask God to do it. We're going to thank Him 1,000 times. Okay? Okay. Just before we do it, is there anybody else who has a prayer request? Because we're not coming back to the prayer request again. This was our note. Anyone else? All right. It's your opportunity now. If God's going to grant miracles, and we're asking for these people who made their prayer request, so you don't want to miss it. Meanwhile, the anointing is flowing. You don't want to miss that. You have a prayer request, I'm giving you perfect opportunity to make your prayer request and do it right now. Anybody else have a prayer request? All right. I'd like for you all to put our family on the prayer line, on the prayer request line, because we just lost Brother Andy Johnson about a week ago. So you would remember the prayer. Okay, and I'm going to put this blog line on the prayer list because it's going to go, we have already nationwide in 195 different countries, but I want it to even grow even more, okay? And if you would, I put this blog line on the prayer list, that we would increase. Amen. Amen. All right. If anybody feel led, I ask you to pray before I get started. If you feel led to pray, this is your time. Who feels led to pray? If so, jump in right now and let's hear your prayer. Anyone? Heavenly Father, we just thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for this first night that we're commencing a new format for the blog line. There are many people who need miracles. God, I gave them perfect opportunity to make it known unto you, but they chose not to. Therefore, I'm just going to ask you, Lord, remember these people who have made prayer requests. Sister Renata Jones, Jeanette, she needs a new car. I gave the opportunity to others to make their prayer requests to ask you for a new car, but they chose not to. And but God, this woman who has asked that you would bless her, I'm asking you to bless Sister Renata Jones. Bless her with a brand new car, I'm praying. And then Mother Wilson, Lord, oh God, touch her body and completely heal her of all this pain. In the name of Jesus. And oh God, I'm asking you to look on Mother Woods and touch her children and give them a financial blessing in the name of Jesus. A financial blessing. Financial blessing. In Jesus' mighty name. We're believing you. We're believing you, Lord. We're believing you for a financial blessing. In Jesus' mighty name. And oh God, I'm praying for Sister Holloman. I don't know her special request, but you know. You know what's in you. Give her a miracle, too. Sister Rosa Lee. God, she's asking for prayer. Please grant unto her a miracle. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Ask you also to look on me, Lord. Look on our family who lost Mother Johnson, the mother to the nation, about last week on the 14th of February. So tough. So God, you can bring us through. I'm asking you to bring us through in the name of Jesus. Bless us in an ultra, ultra awesome way. Be with us through the storm and through the rain. We believe in you now. A mighty miracle. And God, we believe in you now. Let all these requests on this blog line with good faith, Lord, to show that we have the faith that we have much to see. We're going to thank you 1,000 times in advance, Lord, for doing all these things for your glory in the name of Jesus. And God, I'm asking these people who are on this line from every area code, even the ones who are moving around on their phone, I'm asking you, Lord, to receive this praise we're about to send up from every area code. Oh, God, thank you. Receive this praise from 312 at 913 at 901 at 847. From 912 and 516 and 870 and 616 and 919 and 910 and 708. Out of all these people from different area codes, from all over in Africa, from all over in India, all over in Brazil and Russia, even in area code 312 and 516 and 733 and 404 and 317, so many other area codes. God, as we begin to praise you 1,000 times, I'm asking you to grant miracles all in this blog. Oh, I'm feeling the presence already. 91 and others. Grant miracles, God. Grant miracles. Miracles like we've never seen. In the name of Jesus. We're going to give you praise in advance for all of these things that we have asked here tonight, Lord. I'm asking you, Lord, to bless these folks and give miracles to them. In Jesus' name we pray. And God, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Mr. Everyone to join in there. Come on, keep me praying.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to just praise God
And thank you. This is our new commencement of our blog line, where we're receiving prayer requests, and we're going to thank him in advance for everything he's done. Amen. Thank him for the miracle for you, Sister Jones. Thank him for you, Mother Wilson. These are people who made the request. Thank you for Mother Woods, Lord. Thank you for Brother Holloman. Holloman. Thank you, thank you. Rosa Lee. Amen. Dr. Bernard Johnson and our family. Thank God for it. Amen. Yes. We believe God. We believe God is making a way. We believe it. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. And tomorrow night, if the Lord says so, the same, we'll be back again. We ask that you to come with your prayer request. And this is what we're going to do. You make your prayer request known. This is not a gossip line. We just want to present it unto the Lord. Amen. In the name of Jesus. And we will present it to the Lord. Then we'll thank him 1,000 times for answering this prayer, answering our prayer. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. God's going to do some important things on this prayer line, some important things, and some important miracles. Every miracle is important. But he's going to answer prayer like some of you have never seen before. And we just thank God for you. We really do. We thank God for you and for you and for you. I want to open up the line. If anybody want to tell us how you feel about the new format of this prayer line and encourage us, thank you so much. Anybody want to have a word for the Lord? Thank you so much. The line is open for you, to you, and for you. Amen. The line is open. Anybody want to say anything? God bless you.
God bless you, and I thank you. It's a new format for the line, and God going to bring a many blessings to his people and keep on encouraging the people, and God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. All right.
And the Lord is able, and he will bless you for blessing, letting us know how to be a blessing to others and how to be a blessing to ourselves. I thank God for you and the prayer line.
Thank you so much. God bless you. Anybody else?
Good evening. This is Ambassador-elect Frierson from Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
I praise God
mm-hmm.
for the prayer line. I feel like the prayer line is a lifeline. And I think I heard, I'm not sure, but I think I heard Evangelist LaTanya Williams on the line. Is she on the line tonight?
Are you on the line tonight, Evangelist LaTanya Williams? Are you there? Amen. I thought I heard her too.
Well,
amen.
She's
missed. Amen. You are missed. If someone knows how to call her, let her know she's missed. Amen. I preach that message. I keep reminding y'all of that message.
Sir.
I preach. If you don't hear me, if you don't see me at church Sunday, call me. If you don't hear him on the blog line here, call him. You got another caller and tell him she's missed.
Yes, sir.
Anybody else want to say something tonight? If so, the line is up to you.
314, Ambassador-elect Jones. I think it's going to increase a lot of people's faith with this new format as well, Dr.
Mm-hmm.
Jones.
Thank you so much.
Bishop Jones, Bishop Brown, because I was sleeping. I asked my friend to dial the telephone 3 times and woke me up. And this is Rosa William, not Rosa Lee, Rosa William. I'll be with you in the every morning on the prayer line. So I enjoy, and I'll pray for you, and y'all pray for me.
All right. Anyone else?
Chief. This is Hendrix from the 912 area. Bethany
uh-huh.
Hendrix. I just say I thank the Lord for this new format. I think it is great. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Now, I want to challenge y'all. You get people who need miracles. Let me tell you my thinking on this. I truly believe that whenever Jesus is in the room, everything is subject to him. Cancer is subject to him. Why would we serve Jesus if he can't heal cancer, if he bowed down to cancer? That's an arrogant demon. that cancer. And whenever he steps in the room, it must obey him. It's like on your job. You've got a boss on your job. I don't care what you're doing. If you try to talk on the phone, if your boss comes, I guarantee you, you're going to hurry up and soon get off that phone. Amen. Because, you know, you don't want to be doing stuff that your boss wouldn't approve of. He's trying to get the job done. It's the same way in the spirit realm. Whenever Jesus, your boss, boss of cancer, the boss of diabetes, the boss of sickle cell, the boss of lupus, the boss of COPD, the boss of back trouble, the boss of leg trouble, of all kinds of problems in the muscles and legs, all kind of heart problem. He's the boss of all that. When he steps in the room, amen, if he says be healed, guess what? You're going to be healed. Because he's the boss of all that. And I want you to get people who have need a miracle, get them on the prayer line, this blog line. And as we place that request, now I want you to come knowing what request you're going to ask. Don't be ashamed. Let's see what God's going to do. You know, over there in Malachi 3:10, I believe he said, prove me and see when I open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you don't have room to receive. I don't think it's basically locked into that just scripture there, that one scripture. I believe that we can ask God to prove himself. The Lord prove himself. And we're going to believe him so much that we're going to thank him in advance a thousand times. Before we hear your doctor's reports, before we hear others' reports, we're going to thank him and we're going to believe his report. We're going to report what you believe. We're going to believe the report of the Lord. And because we're going to thank him for it. And he inhabits. In other words, he dwells in the praises of his people. All right? So get people who need miracles. Think about it before you get on the log line. If you need prayer, I don't know who wouldn't want a miracle. I don't know who wouldn't want one. And I don't know who wouldn't have enough godly sense to know that if you place a request before the Lord and you got people on here where two or three are gathered together, I'll be in the midst and people on here willing to help thank God a thousand times. But for your miracle, I don't know who wouldn't want that. I don't know who wouldn't believe that God's going to do it. If we thank him a thousand times in advance for your miracle, who wouldn't believe that God's going to bless him? Who wouldn't believe that God's going to perform and do something unusual for him? If you got the faith, God has the power. So help me get those folk on here who need miracles. Tell your brother, your sister, they'll thank you forevermore because God's going to do something phenomenal for them. Amen. The Lord bless you, keep you. I don't want to hold you too long. And we're out of time here tonight. Next time I'll give my address and things like that. Well, let me do it tonight because the devil doesn't want me to do it. If you want to write me at Bernard Johnson, V like Victor, E-R, E like Edward, R like Robert, N like Nancy, A like Apple, R like Robert, and D like Dog. Amen. Bernard, yeah, Johnson, Dr. Bernard Johnson, P.O. Box 26593, Overland Park, Ober, O, V, like Victor, E, like Edward, R, like Robert, Park, capital P, like Paul, A, Apple, R, Robert, K, like Kangaroo, Overland Park, Kansas, and here's the zip code, 66225, 66225. All right, God bless you. Somebody got a lot of car noise. If you're in the car, press star 6 so you eliminate all that. All right? Please, be.
Chief?
Yes, I hear
did not you say last year miracles like we never seen in 2015? Can we say the same thing as miracles like like we've never seen in 2016? Can we yet say that?
Yes, ma'am.
On this prayer line?
Let's say it. Miracles like we've never seen in 2016, you know? That's a good thing. Amen. Like we've never seen in 2016. Oh, thank you, Jesus. All right. Before we go, anybody else want to say something? Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
All right. May y'all have a wonderful night. Yeah. Amen. May we have a wonderful night.
Thank you.
All right. Anybody else?
Thank
anybody
you.
Else? All right. Anyone else? All right. May the Lord bless you and keep you. Lord bless these precious people in the city. Bless them in the field. Bless their going out and bless their coming in. I don't know if we help them through the storm and the rain. We give you glory. We give you praise. And we give you adoration. Thank you for everything you've done. And we appreciate all things. In Jesus' name, bless the Lord. Thank God. Amen and amen. Have a wonderful night.
You too.
All right. Any observations? Oh, you know, I meant to tell you, I'll tell them on the prayer line too tomorrow. But I got a call from Bishop Charles Blake and Lady May Blake, amen, giving us condolences for the funeral. Then we got a condolence from the ambassadors from First Fruits. That was so special. And I appreciate it more than I can express in words. I think, go ahead.
Thank God.
Thank you so much. All right. Thank you. I think that was Ambassador Pfeiffer who put that together. I'm not sure. But thank all of you who had part in that. May the Lord bless you and keep you. If you'd like to join us in our prayer line in the morning, that number is 712-775-7085, and then that code is 936-005. All right, God bless you.
Y'all coming on tomorrow? Tomorrow is Saturday, isn't it?
Oh, I'm sorry. You know, I've got such a schedule, I hadn't realized what day it was. It's Friday today, so Lord, sorry. We'll be on with the blog line tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. This same line that you're on right now will be on at 9 o'clock, and then Sunday at 9 o'clock. And then we'll be back with the prayer line on Monday. Amen. That number I just gave you, Monday at 6 a.m. All right? God bless you.
Okay.
Have a wonderful
have a
night.
Blessed, have a blessed continued evening.
Thank you.
Love to Mother Betty.
Who that whistle?
Oh no, whistle.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Judy. Thank you.
Bye-bye.